Later this month, another Philadelphia playwright will also be busy. Michael Hollinger will have two of his plays produced by two different companies occupying the same building. During simultaneous rehearsals, Hollinger has been literally bouncing between comedy and drama, as WHYY's Peter Crimmins explains.
Michael Hollinger is a well-established playwright in town. He teaches at Villanova University. He likes to put comedy in his dramas and drama in his comedies.
In the plays that I write that are dramas, I always am working in laughter to figure out where can the laughs happen. And with the comedies, always figuring out, now that I've gotten an audience to laugh, where is that moment of truth or poignancy that is really going to strike to the core?
In a former Catholic school building in South Philadelphia, 1812 Productions is rehearsing Hollinger's script, Hope and Gravity. It's a play involving many disjointed scenes held together by a network of interrelated characters and an elevator accident. About midway through rehearsal, Hollinger leaves.
I feel a little like a bigamist at the moment because I'm moving between these very personal projects that mean a lot to me. And yet, you know, I'm saying, okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow. I have to go upstairs to my other wife.
Upstairs, Hollinger delivers 8 new pages he just wrote to Theater Exile, which is about to premiere his new play, Sing the Body Electric. It's about how people's lives change after a lightning strike.
Really, who have you helped?
What?
Name one person.
I can't reveal.
Because there aren't any.
No.
Sing the Body Electric by Theater Exile opens April 19th. 1812 Productions Hope and Gravity opens the 26th. The two plays have nothing to do with one another. They were written years apart with totally different characters and stories. But rehearsing them simultaneously has made Hollinger realize that he tends to write about people scarred by life, and his work depends on actors being in the same room with the audience.
Which is, of course, what's most special about live theater, that it's not on a screen, it's not in a can, you can't rewind it. It's happening now between these people and these bodies. And that's something that's, I think, becoming more central to my work.
These Hollinger plays are just 2 of 4 being produced this season in the region. Hollinger jokes that he must have a fatal disease no one told him about, and local theaters must have decided to give him a big send-off. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.